From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The race for the U.S. presidency is passing a critical milestone this week. The South Carolina voters went to the polls on Saturday, choosing who they believe is the correct candidate for the presidency. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has more on the Democratic race.
It was an exuberant Hillary Clinton who addressed supporters in South Carolina after a sweeping victory over rival Bernie Sanders. Though voter turnout in South Carolina was light overall, exit polls showed 60% of the Democrats who did vote were black, and they overwhelmingly backed Clinton. That advantage could also pay off in upcoming Super Tuesday primaries in Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and Virginia, all of which have large black populations. Speaking to supporters in Minnesota, rival Bernie Sanders vowed to fight on in the Super Tuesday contests when 11 states hold Democratic primaries or caucuses. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
While many Syrians are enjoying the relative calm of a ceasefire, the quiet has been broken in several towns hit by airstrikes today, one day after the cessation of hostilities went into effect. A British-based monitor said at least six villages were targeted in the strikes. Stefan de Mistura is the UN Special Envoy for Syria, who says that there are going to be incidents like this to be expected.
No doubt there will be no shortage of attempts to undermine this process. We are ready for it. We should not be impressed. We should not be overly concerned. We should address it and realize that this is part of any ceasefire and certainly of a cessation of hostilities.
Again, the Syrian civil war, now more than 6 years old. This is VOA News. The Cameroon military has arrested and freed several hundred hostages and killed about 100 Boko Haram militants in a joint operation with Nigerian troops. This comes as U.S. envoys confer with Nigerian military officials about the possible deployment of U.S. military officials to the region. A suicide bomber attacked security forces of Afghanistan near the Defense Ministry building in Kabul, killing at least 12 people and wounding 13 others. This followed an earlier bombing in Kunar province that killed at least 13 and wounded more than 40 others. A Taliban spokesman told VOA the insurgent group carried out the Kabul bombing, killing 23 army officers and wounding many others. The Saudi-led Arab coalition fighting Iranian allied Shiite forces in Yemen has allegedly launched airstrikes northeast of the rebel-held capital of Sana'a, killing at least 30 people, including civilians. The Saudi-led coalition is fighting Houthi rebels and forces loyal to former President Ali Abdullah Saleh in a bid to restore the internationally recognized government of President Abdul Rabu Mansour Hadi. Reformists appear to be making gains today as Iran counts votes from its parliamentary election. Final results in most races are expected on Monday. Partial results indicate major gains for those in Iran who favor engagement with the West. Official Iranian media quoted President Hassan Rouhani saying the election has given his government more credibility and clout. Meantime, a financial crisis in Moldova, one of the poorest countries in Europe, is boosting pro-Russia parties and threatening Moldova's stability. VOA's Daniel Scharf spoke with Prime Minister Pavel Filip and reports interests are slowing progress and exploiting geopolitics, much like what happened in neighboring Ukraine.
Protesters in front of Moldova's government building collect signatures calling for snap elections, direct election of the president, and stripping lawmakers of immunity. They say the government is corrupt and controlled by influential oligarchs, a charge the prime minister denies in an exclusive interview with VOA.
We have sound minds. We wouldn't take on this responsibility if someone from the shadows would be controlling and capturing the state.
But he admits they need to take action to regain public trust. Moldova was plunged into crisis after $1 billion disappeared from banks. Western backers have frozen financial support until target reforms are met. Protest camps established last September raised comparisons with Ukraine's uprising, though all sides are so far showing restraint. Daniel Scherf, Chisinau, Moldova.
At a town hall meeting in Germany, Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg conceded his company has not done enough to police hate speech on the social media site, but said Facebook is making progress and has heard the message loud and clear. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.